Welcome back. I'm Harvey Hyde. You're listening to our Coors Sports Topic Show every Tuesday and Wednesday night. And every Tuesday and Wednesday night, we hop a plane and fly back to South Bend, Indiana for Notre Dame Football Report with Frank Pomerico, captain of the 1973 National Championship team. This weekly segment is brought to us by Station Casinos, STN Sports App, the most trusted, reliable way to bet racing sports in Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations across the state. Visit stnsports.com. That's stnsports.com for more information. Coach, player, captain, Frank Pomerico, happy holidays and thank you for joining us.
Coach, it's great to be with you tonight. We had a little snow this morning, but it kind of melted away. We're in that wintertime phase here, so we're going to have snow showers on and off. It's going to warm up a little bit towards the end of the week, and then, of course, we're going to start getting a little colder weather next week. But that's what we're used to here in the Midwest, and now we're ready for college football playoffs and college football bowl games, and they're coming up soon, Coach. We have Notre Dame versus Oregon State on CBS in the Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl in El Paso, Texas, which really is a nice town. It has some nice mountains close by. And although, Coach, in December, it could be a little chilly. 10 years ago, Notre Dame played there. I think it was in Brian Kelly's first year. We played Miami out there, and Notre Dame won the game because I think the guys from Notre Dame were used to the cold weather. The guys from Miami were all bundled up. It was about 39 degrees. And they had snow on the mountains and whatnot, but it's not like that every time you go out there. And El Paso can be a very nice town, and there's some great places to eat, and there's some great things to see. So it should be fun for the Notre Dame fans out there.
It should be. Notre Dame travels everywhere. The Sun Bowl, nice bowl, great bowl. Oregon State, their opponent, lost Jonathan Smith, their defensive coordinator, is now the head coach. With Oregon State, Jonathan Smith goes to Michigan State in your area back there. And, I really feel this way. I think Notre Dame would have gone to the Fiesta Bowl if Liberty didn't go there. And I thought they'd have played Oregon. I really feel that way. I was looking for that matchup.
Well, I think it would have been a great matchup for Notre Dame. I think Notre Dame will be playing a little bit over their heads against Oregon, but you never know. And that's why they play the games, Coach. I think Notre Dame with a 9-3 record really should have been in a game close to January 1st. But you know what, Coach? This is a game that not many kids will ever go to El Paso. So it's a good place to go to see what it's like and to experience what the bowls can offer to them. It's a lot of fun. Coach, there's some problems, though, as we know. One of the problems is that you're going to have a lot of Notre Dame players. Right now, I'm looking at a list of players that are probably not going to play. And I'll read a couple of them to you. On offense, we have Joe Alt. We have Estimate, a great halfback, at 1,300 yards this year. Blake Fisher, the right tackle. Big, huge guy, somewhere around 330 pounds, 6'6". He is going into the NFL draft. Zeke Carroll is in the portal. He's the center. So that's three offensive linemen they're going to have to switch out, Coach. That's going to be a big test. There was thoughts that Sam Hartman for sure is playing in this game, and I think it would be a good idea for him to do so. He needs to increase his value as far as a quarterback is concerned for the draft. But there's some talk now that he may not show up for that game. And they may have to use Angeli and Minchie, two guys that have not had a lot of playing time this year. But it could be there. Now, on offense, we have four receivers, Coach. Flores, Tyree, we have Tate and James. These four guys, the receivers, that worked closely with Stuckey, the wide receiver coach, and he was fired last week. Now, I don't know if there's a connection to that, but I think a lot of these kids want to go to a place where they know that the quarterback's going to be somebody that's going to throw the ball and throw it to them. So this is something that's occurring now. in this time of the NIL. Not real fond of it. It's kind of an open season, a sale of players. And, coach, it's not college football. So it's a little bit different. And on defense, coach, they have Mills may not come back, Bertrand, Kaiser, Latufi, who is the, a linebacker. We have three linebackers we're talking about. And, Watts may not come back. Cross may not either. But there's talk that they're looking to get a second or third degree from Notre Dame, which is a benefit for sure. They are guys that, in Watts' case, coach, I was really happy for Xavier Watts. He won the Bronco Nagurski Award, top defensive player in the country. 7 interceptions, and each one of those interceptions, I think 5 of them turned into touchdowns, and some of them turned into field goals. So he was a very productive defensive player. He has to think about this because it's not often. It's a Bronco Nagurski Award is almost like a Heisman type thing. His value is going to go up. And it's something he has to think about because there'd be millions of dollars at stake here. And it's something that he has to look at closely. A lot of guys now in the NIL, a lot of them are listening to what they're families are saying and what they should do. Should they move to a new school? Should they stay at Notre Dame? Should they get their degree? All these things are piling up, coach, and in some ways confuses players. And what we're hearing is there's a lot more anxiety in college football players now than there has ever been. I never heard that when I was playing football. I heard a guy getting punched drunk from getting hit too hard, but never anxiety. And so this is something that we're becoming aware of. And it's in some ways a little troubling.
Frank Pavlovico joins us with a Notre Dame football report. Frank, after having a great season, 9-3, and going to a bowl game, to me that's sort of upsetting that I hear that so many players are planning on going to the NFL or the portal or can't make up their mind what they're going to do. When you have such a great university as Notre Dame University, I wasn't aware of a lot of this. Okay, I was aware that there's always portal transfers and whatever, but it's confusing to me. It really confuses me a lot when players. What about their teammates and everybody else? I don't want to get into that because we don't have enough time. But Notre Dame had a great season. They're going to go and enjoy the Sun Bowl and all of the above. So we'll move on to that because we've got a couple of weeks to be able to do our segment without talking more about that. But let's talk about the college football playoffs for a moment. Frank, did you agree with the top four?
I'm with the top four, coach, and I'll tell you why. I think Alabama is not the same team it was early in the season when they lost to Texas by 10. I think they're a totally different team. And I tell you, with Coach Saban at the helm, they are guys that are really going through the process, making sure that they're listening to what they're being coached. He has a real knack of getting into a player's head and being able to make them productive and make them do the right thing. You usually don't see Alabama players hot-dogging it on the field. You usually don't see them making stupid penalties. These are all things that are inbred in them by Coach Saban. I think he may be the best coach in this tournament. Now, Texas, I think they're fabulous. I think they can move the ball really well. I think they can throw it well. They can run the ball well. Their defense is tough as nails. I think that those two teams, the third and fourth team, have good shots of beating the number one and the number two team. I think that Washington can be beat. Oregon State almost beat them. They lost 22-20. And I think Texas has every chance in the world to be able to show what they can do and beat us. A good Washington team, their defense may not be as good as some of the other defenses out there. But when you see Alabama and what they did with Georgia by slugging it out for four quarters,
I mean, coach, that was like a super heavyweight fight. They were switching blows left and right, and nobody wanted to give. That was a tremendous football game. I mean, that championship weekend brought out the best in college football. That was tremendous. I don't know how you felt, but I thought that was a great game. And then again, you have the Michigan-Iowa game. I think Michigan, their offense really didn't have to do that much work. They were getting some great breaks on turnovers. And although Iowa's defense may be one of the best in the country, they really held Michigan pretty tight because they have an explosive offense as well. And I think they did a pretty good job, Iowa did, of holding him down. But they just had such great opportunities that they would chip away, and they scored at the end 26 points. So I think as far as Florida State is concerned, I think Florida State's a great team. And I think if they had Travis as their quarterback, I think it's a whole different story. But now you're playing coach with a third team quarterback who wasn't able to produce much in that championship game. They won the game, but they didn't do it through passing the ball. And I think the committee looked at that, and that was one of the deciding factors, I think, in picking the one-loss teams like Alabama and Texas over Florida State. I mean, do they deserve to be in? Yeah, they do. But I think under the circumstances, when you have a quarterback that was so great up for the Heisman Trophy, and then all of a sudden he gets hurt, then, of course, their production slid off a little bit, but they still were winning games, undefeated teams, and it's hard to say that they shouldn't be in the playoffs. But in this situation, I think the committee got it right.
Well, Frank, I want you to know, I looked at that game, the Alabama-Georgia game. To me, that was like a national championship football game. It was just absolutely fantastic to see two such well-coached teams and played so hard the entire game. And I was just, it was just a fabulous football game. I'll tell you, if I was Michigan, and nothing against Michigan, but the way Alabama plays, being ranked number one actually didn't do you any favors when you have to play Michigan or Alabama. I mean, my goodness, I'd rather probably play Texas or Washington before I had to play Alabama. So the Rose Bowl is going to have a great game, and Texas and Washington will be in the Sugar Bowl. I can't wait for all of that and all the other bowl games, which will be coming up soon. You know, I want to make sure that we mention James tonight, because I know James had a lot to do with putting your show together, giving you all the inside information on the players that are going in the portal and so on. So we got a shout out to James and say thank you and happy holidays to him. And Frank, I've got to say happy holidays to you. I know what you'll be doing. You'll be waiting for Santa Claus like you always do. And the dogs will enjoy their new gifts that they get under the tree. And again, I want to thank you always for joining us here with our Notre Dame Football Report.
Coach, one last thing. DJ Bertrand is a finalist for the Warfel Award. This is what James told me. And Joe Alt, James also said he's a finalist for the Outland Trophy. So those are two other awards that Notre Dame guys are up for. Coach, we'll have a chance to talk a little bit more, and things will get a little clearer about who's staying and who's going. In some ways, though, all these things happen that the players that are not going to play, it almost could be almost a glorified scrimmage, because what we're hearing is that Oregon State has lost a ton of people, too. They're quarterback, they're running back, they're not going to be playing in this game. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. But anyway, I always like watching football and watching Notre Dame, and hopefully they'll win. That'll be a fun thing for me to do. So, Coach, thank you very much, and James and I will talk to you next week.
We'll talk to you next week. So good luck out there. Happy holidays to everyone. Frank Bomarico joins us weekly with our Notre Dame Football Report, captain of the 1973 National Championship team at Notre Dame. Again, we want to thank Station Casinos, STN Sports App, for the sponsorship of our Notre Dame Football Report. The most trusted, reliable way to bet racing sports in Nevada is STN Sports App. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations throughout the state of Nevada. You visit stnsports.com. That's stnsports.com for more information. You're listening to our Coors Sports Topic Show. Buckle up. I'm Harvey Hyde. We'll be right back with our UNLV Women's Basketball Report with the head coach of the Lady Rebel program. That's Coach Lindy LaRock. Buckle up.